This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy. Together, let's drive.
We're back live from Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village with more of the Spiegel and Home Show presented by Circus Sports Illinois. Sports betting the way it should be on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Hey, it's Spiegs and Grody on the Spiegel and Home Show. Lawrence is at Rick Camp's wedding, which is one of the greatest reasons ever to not be on the radio. All of us here, including Jenna Duddleston, Rich Wyatt, our promo guys. I mean, we all wish we were at Rick Camp's wedding. All the Modellos in the world will be drunk tonight at the Rick Camp wedding.
I told Lawrence, and Lawrence is not one who usually needs to be told this, but I said, "Hey, Lawrence, be careful, man. Like this is gonna be flowing out there. We want to keep your record clean."
Yeah.
So
yeah, we do.
Yeah. So at least we have. This is good. Is Lawrence the lone representative at the Rip?
No, Chris Tannehill is there.
Oh, of course.
Our old buddy Jay Zawoski. I mean, a former Score colleague,
right,
obviously.
Right. Okay, no, I just want to make sure we had eyewitnesses, eyes on.
Who else is there?
For the deets.
Is Herbie there? I don't know if Herb
about,
Lawrence
I'm
is
talk,
there.
I'd assume so.
People at the Score now, though. I guess Tanny, you said.
Tanny, no, that's not where anybody else is. I was going to make a joke,
Camp,
but I'm not really
studio.
In the mood for a joke.
That's
yeah, Rick Camp
where he
in
is.
Tuck Studio. It's Spiegs and Grody. We're talking about the all-dog team because Joe Cowley's comments on Patrick Williams felt so on point, and we were like, man, that guy just doesn't care. That's the all-dog team captain as of right now. But Nate Davis of the Bears is right there with him. And so we've thrown it open to you and open to Grody and open to Shane. So far we have former Bull Eddie Robinson. We have former White Sox Alex Rios to go along with Adam Dunn and Yoan Moncada. The texters are coming in hot with Jabari Parker.
Pretty good.
Who did not come to Chicago to play defense. He came to Chicago to be the last guy introduced from Chicago.
Yeah, he came to play for his home team town, which I thought was awesome.
Yes.
But he was not good.
I put this out to Joe Cowley, among others. I said, who else would be on the all-dog team? And Cowley said, Scottie Pippen's second stint with the Bulls.
Pretty good.
Was a complete money grab. But I look at that as he was owed everything he was owed from the dynasty.
Exactly. Well,
so does that count as like half of a dog or like late life dog?
No,
I don't think
good.
So.
No, that's good. No,
you think so?
I think that is an example.
Because a dog late in life is different than a regular dog.
But that is an example of a player not caring while he plays the game. Are you saying that everybody doesn't care when they're on their third contract or whatever?
No, you're right.
And Scottie Pippen had an opportunity to come up with a better contract. That's the one advisement that Jerry Reinsdorf might have gotten right.
Yeah.
When he said, I don't know if you want to sign that contract, kid.
It's a great call.
Looks like if you waited, you could probably get more because you're good.
So thank you to Joe Cowley for Scottie Pippen in round two.
I give it to him.
Mark Potash, our friend from the formerly of the Sun-Times, he spoke with last night.
Last day today, actually.
Last day today.
What a day.
Godspeed, Potsy.
Yeah.
Godspeed. I asked him, and he said, off the top of my head, John Starks as a Bull comes to mind.
I actually thought about that.
Several texters got in with John Starks. By the time Starks got here, he did not care.
I always thought that was the weirdest thing, having like one of the, like if we did another list of evil opponents or opponents that Chicago fans hate,
yeah,
John Starks would make that list. I hate it. Like, I know like Rodman was probably public enemy number one, and we all loved him. I never got the love for John Starks. I never had, but that's a good one. I'll give it to you, texters.
I think that's really, really good.
I'll give it to you.
All right, give us another one off your list before I go back to my sources and also continue with the texter suggestions.
Okay, here's the other Bear that I think, and this is a recent vintage Chicago Bears player. I'm going to go Eddie Goldman.
Eddie Goldman is on the team.
Eddie G seemed to be almost openly disinterested in being with the Bears.
Yeah.
After he got a nice contract extension, and we all thought that he was going to be that badass nose tackle, maybe even a three technique for a long time with the Bears. Such a former second round pick, but it seemed like Eddie Goldman might have been just a little bit of a dog.
Oh, that's really, really good.
Yep.
Here's one. How about Milton Bradley?
Got him on my Cubs list.
Oh,
look at right there. Look at right there. See the way I write? Milton Bradley.
Milton
got him on my
Bradley.
List. Yeah.
Highly paid, troubled guy, but he, like, very quickly turned on everything in Chicago and said he didn't want to be here and said he didn't even want to be. He had no opinion on where he batted, just in the lineup. You remember that?
Yeah, well,
understand why they haven't won in 100 years. It is what it is. Milton Bradley turned on this town quick.
And then Lou Piniella sent his ass home before a Cubs-White Sox game. And I was there covering the game. And Lou Piniella trying to explain it to us. Wait, Milton was here. He was in the clubhouse. He was going to play. And then I sent him home. And then he goes,
oh, God.
And that's all you need to know.
Yeah. God, your Piniella is so good.
And that's all you need to know. Uh-huh. It was one of the funniest days.
You know,
there's
a lot of Cubs that come to mind. It's funny, like, I don't know if this guy, I think, just sucked as a Cub. I don't think he didn't try, but remember Jeff Blauser used to be a Cubs killer?
Oh, yeah, no.
And then he got here and he sucked.
He got a big contract with the Cubs. Cubs fans were just happy to have him because he wouldn't hurt them anymore.
Yep.
But he was a bust of a free agent. Let me throw another Cub while we're doing the Cubs here.
Okay.
And this will exhaust my Cubs list, by the way.
Okay.
And this is borderline. What about Todd Hundley?
Oh, that's really good.
Was he more just
sad.
Bad because
he was?
Yeah.
He was bad, and then he got angry, and he got apathetic.
And he flipped off the fans.
He flipped off the fans.
It's a mortal sin.
He wasn't. He's playing in the town where his dad was a hero and a legend and a former broadcaster. And that had to be hard. It's probably hard to grow up Todd. And then I think Todd did some things that made it harder to grow up Todd.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Poor Todd.
That's a really good one.
Thank you.
Others that have come in here. Nomar Garciaparra as a Cub. Do we buy that, or was he just kind of on the way out towards being toast? I know he didn't like it here.
Well,
remember Mia Hamm said that he didn't like it here? I think she said it on the score.
I think it was just relative to where he was. It was almost like his luster was lost because he's with Boston, which went on to win the title that year.
That had to be miserable.
Miserable.
That's the thing. These guys, as people, sometimes there's like a mildly understandable reason. He gets traded away as a Red Sox legend, and they go on to win the whole damn thing.
A Red Sox legend who was a pop culture legend to some degree on SNL with all the Noma. God bless Chicago. I get it. I get it why he felt a little bit displaced.
Another grizzled salt who took my text, Steve Rosenblum. I asked him for his contribution to the all-dog team. Cade effin' McNown.
Oh, my God.
And now that's a guy who didn't get paid, but I guess when you're drafted that high, you kind of do get paid those days.
Right.
He did not care.
Punk ass out of UCLA.
Yep.
And that was on Dick Duran's watch, I do believe. And even Dick Duran was like, put him in, was it James Cat? Big Cat Williams who tells the story about Dick Duran essentially putting him in the game and then him sucking and then Big Cat looking over at, or Duran looking at Big Cat and saying, well, this is what they wanted.
Yep.
And he was awful.
Our guy Mike has texted in. Mike has texted in and said, Nick Swisher of the White Sox.
That's good.
Swisher was a bag. I don't know if he didn't try.
Yeah, see, that's the fine line, because that was his whole thing. Hustle was his whole thing.
Let me give you the comp to Cade McNown as a draft pick. Eddie Curry, when Scott Skiles was asked what Eddie Curry could do better to rebound, he said jump. Because Eddie Curry did not love ball by that time.
I think that's good.
And has admitted as such. In later years.
Right, I hate that that's on the list because he was such a nice guy and this like gentle giant of a man. But that's probably near the top of the list, and then low key, honestly.
There's some sad ones in here via text. Eddie Jackson towards the end after he got paid.
Oh, that's good.
That's actually pretty good, right?
You know how I know that?
Oh, man, that's sad.
Because he got real tight with the reporters. Like, he would tell us anything we wanted to know towards the end, and some of it can be on the air and some of it can't be on the
really?
Air.
He was just spilling the beans on everything?
Well, not necessarily. He was just more irreverent. I don't want to act like he was, like, destroying the organization. Because I think he liked being a Bear. I think he liked the organization. I'm just saying, like, he was more willing to be straight up honest when we would ask him questions. Are we ready for
the big one?
Yeah.
But let me just say this. Okay. A texter says, look, I know it's a Chicago list, but Anthony Rendon of the Angels is the commissioner of the all-dog league.
Oh, my God.
That's good. Yeah, Anthony Rendon is a problem. All right, so, yeah, there's one that you thought of that I thought of, and we have it, a beautiful piece of sound that Tyler Buterbaugh has gone back and found in order to illustrate this.
It's a very happy day for this Blackhawks fan because I'm never again going to have to see Alexander Karpatsev in a Blackhawk uniform. You know, Karpatsev actually is a very good defenseman. I got to qualify my comments by saying he's a good defenseman when he plays. And there's the rub, because Alexander Karpatsev looks for any reason not to play. And in his time in Chicago, he is the worst excuse for a teammate I've ever seen in over two decades doing this job. A couple of examples. 10 minutes before a warm-up a few weeks ago,
my shoulder hurts.
And a young fella, young defenseman who wasn't anticipating playing, had to scurry into his uniform and dress for the game. He was coming back from an ankle injury earlier this season, almost ready to rejoin the lab, has a collision in practice.
I have a concussion.
Well, Dr. Karpatsev always had an excuse, always found a way to milk the system. He came to Chicago, of course, in exchange for Brian McCabe, who has gone on to become an all-star in Toronto. But even before that, Brian McCabe was a guy who cared and who tried. The Toronto players, when that trade was made, said, we can't believe we got Brian McCabe for Dean Martin. Well, let me tell you, Alexander Karpatsev doesn't sing. And when you're trying to bring along a young team, this is not the kind of veteran that you want around young people in any way, shape, or form. That deal was one of the worst deals in the history of the Chicago Blackhawks. And when Mike Smith writes his memoirs about his time in Chicago, I have the title for that chapter, Disaster. So kudos to Bob Pulford and Dale Talon for being able to get anything more than a roll of tape for this overpaid underachiever. Alexander Karpatsev is now the New York Islanders' problem. That will be his last National Hockey League stop. And he basically, in my opinion, was a disgrace to the uniform when he was a member of the Chicago Blackhawks. As he leaves Chicago, I just have one sentiment for Alexander Karpatsev.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good riddance.
Where's the good riddance?
Where's the good riddance?
Where's
Tyler? We waited the whole time for the button at the end.
The good riddance. That's the whole thing.
The good riddance.
Do you remember, though? I mean, he was a dog, but do you remember who they got with the fourth round pick they got for him?
Eric Daze?
Nicholas Jalmerson.
Oh, really?
And then Karpatsov died in a plane crash.
He did.
Oh.
Yeah, Karpatsov dead. Yeah.
I should have reminded you that before we did.
Way to bring down the room.
Yeah, I love the power
on
that
what's
Pat
been.
Foley
yeah, that's
had.
The saddest thing to happen
it's,
today.
It's
You're
been
right.
such a festive day.
Rest in peace, Russian.
Good riddance, Karpatsev. Let me tell you another thing.
Seriously, the vehemence. Has there ever been a more empowered and strong play-by-play voice than
Pat
Foley?
Like, I'm listening to that, and teams are scared to death to empower their play-by-play guys these days. So that is something right there.
That is a vestige of a different time. That is amazing stuff from Pat Foley. Thanks for playing along, listeners. We really appreciate it. This is it's a day when we really, really appreciate your existence. And just know that a lot of us are sad, like you are. That some things have happened, that Dan Bernstein is no longer with the Score. If you missed our initial reaction to that news, it happened at 2 o'clock. You can use the rewind function on the Odyssey app, or we're going to bring that back to you at 5:25 after we talk to Dave Wanstead. Before we talk to Dave Wanstead, there is a very popular option for the Bears pick at number 10 that I'm not into. Mark Grody and I need to discuss it. We'll do so next on Spiegel & Holmes here on the Score.
Good riddance.